With a quickness.
I think that was karma, because it was just as you were trying to talk trash, and then bam.
And now I can't even get myself on there. Let's see what happens here. That's weird.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. Sanguini, you're right. I was trying to talk some shit, and then we got rugged.
See, I like it when business takes care of itself. You know, I looked over. I was like, oh, time for the clapback, and then I saw that, bam, rugged. Business.
Yep. No coming back from that, right? Now we're all just going to talk to each other. Oh, no, backing game. Yeah, I knew it was weird because I was talking to Fig, and I was like, oh, are you in the Carolinas? Do you heard that part? And then he went quiet. Maybe Elon doesn't like that.
By the way, I have you all beat. 40 Fahrenheit is like 4 degrees Celsius. It's been like minus 20 to minus 30 here for like the last week.
That's horrible.
As of Thursday, it'll be zero. And then we'll be positive for the next couple weeks, so it says. But it also comes with a lot of snow. So I have you both all beat for ass weather.
I don't think that's beat. I'm actually going to be in Canada this summer.
Why are you going to be in Canada? They're going to let you in?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
We're going to go to the old, like up in the Niagara area. Kids want to go to another country. We don't want to take them to an island, so.
Okay. You'll actually be closer to B-bands over there than you will be to me.
Yeah, you're on the other side, right?
Yeah, I'm on the other side. The cool side, one might say. No, I'm kidding. But,
yeah. All right. Well, since we got screwed, we'll go ahead and jump right into it. Pretty exciting day yesterday, huh? Watching shit go crazy, like everywhere. Everything was nuts.
Been fun everywhere. Forever. So fun. Isn't it?
It was up, pretty down, exciting.
Sideways. Oh, well, fun. It's mostly.
And
up,
then
though,
today, people got trapped.
Totally. But like, it's not so bad if you've been like accumulating from lower, of course, like we've been talking about for a long time. It's not so bad. It is bad if you're retail coming in, you know, as we're nearing all time high and buying your bags, but eh. That's what they're there for, right? That's why we call them that. So they can buy our bags.
They'll be fine. And I mean, I think, you know, they're buying now. I still think we hit all-time highs in the next, you know, week for Bitcoin. And if we can, I mean, let's just say we can hold this here 55 or more. Once we get to the all-time high, I mean, I'm thinking we shoot directly into the 90s, pushing 100. And then who knows where euphoria takes us on this first pump, and then watch everything else go with it. So I'm excited too.
I'm not selling. Well, I shouldn't say I'm not selling. Like, I was up a lot on Pepe, so I did sell some because I'm not gonna not when you're up that much. But and Whiff too. I think I told others I was selling some Whiff. Well, you kind of have to if you're up like X's, like multiples. It's silly.
Yeah.
The dumb thing is when you don't sell up multiples and then it's down like 30-40% on the day and you're like, oh, I better sell.
Are you sure it's not worse to sell $160,000 worth of Whiff for $32?
We're just talking about your one specific case.
I am. I think I like beating myself up. Like, I'm really, you know, like it is what it is, right? Like, I'm shit happens. But I do like, you know, making fun of myself a little bit. I haven't. I told my son. I haven't told the wife yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, every time I tell my husband, I'm like, oh, I made this much on whatever. He's like, well, why didn't you put $50,000 into it? I'm like, why would I? I was like, yeah. Do you not remember, Tara? Do you not remember that? That was awful. So, yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, I do. I remember being like, man, them fucking poor people. And that was about it.
Yeah. Damn, all those new poor people must suck.
Yeah, yep. I was a one coin wonder last bull market. So
you were just with ETH, right? You were just mining.
Mining.
Just mining. Well, then you're a good spot then. But now you need an even better spot now because it's way more fun this way, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll see. I have like, before I was just mining one coin. Now I have like 15 coins I've mined. So I'm waiting for that one to just, you know, rip it.
Giga send. Make you the millionaire. Give you that 160K that Whiff took from you. Or Whiff didn't give you, I guess, with hells. Yeah,
that I fumbled.
Yeah, you got a revenge trade. Make it all back in one go, right? That's the way the market tells us.
That's right.
Well, I do have a lot of moon bags, you know, like 40 different soul shit coins. I'm just waiting for that next one, right?
Hey, I'm telling you, like NFAD, Yor, and all this stuff. I got into Shinobi Ninja the other day on launch at 35K market cap. It ran to 2 mil. I sold some. It's probably sitting around 1.2 or 3. I'm not looking at the chart, but they're releasing a bot in the next week, trading bot, AI learning trading bot, which, you know, if implemented correctly, could be really huge and could take them to a very large market cap. So I am DCAing into that. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Nice. I wish I was a little bit more like left curve and I could do a lot more with these meme coins, but I can only handle so many. Like I said on the last Bare Bones, I had a few different meme coins on Solana and I had to like consolidate them all into Whiff, which was a good idea, but it was more so because I just like, it was too much, you know, and especially they're not on TradingView, so it's not like I can really monitor them as well. So I like the meme coins. I can't handle too many, but they're definitely going to be, they're a narrative. Like they're a big narrative. They're not just like a joke anymore. They are a narrative. There is a rotation for them there. So it's pretty cool to see actually.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea, like for me personally, is to make money on meme coins and rotate capital back into, you know, conviction bags. Keep going, rinse and repeat. So that's how most people should be. The problem is people get emotionally attached to, you know, oh, I'm in this Telegram and everybody's pumping sunshine and, you know, we're going to a billion and it's just not real life. And unfortunately, I wish it was.
I know, that'd be really cool. I think my first experience with meme coins was Safe Moon way back when. When would that have been, like 2021, 2020, somewhere in there?
On the market, I gave kind of what I thought about what Bitcoin might do. What do y'all think?
I've said the same thing since we broke 30K, up. Much up. Now, I'm not going to like predict when I think it's going to go down and up on a shorter time frame, but I think pullbacks are healthy. I think this pullback that we're having is super, super healthy because we've been up for, you know, quite a while. We've had some pullbacks too, which have been great dip buying opportunities. And I still think it is. Now, me personally, I don't just like catch knives, so I haven't purchased anything today, but I'll see how price action develops. And I'd love to get some more Pepe. I'd love to get more from when I sold. Definitely would love to get some others. I started scaling in a little bit to Metaverse because I don't have any. I realized I don't have any of that. So sand and mana, just for like easy kind of chill plays, like nothing crazy, but I have to do a little more research too. So anyways, I guess that's pretty silly, but I'm up. We're going up probably.
And down a little bit, right? I'm gonna
pull up a chart. Pardon?
And down a little bit.
And down a little bit. Well, you have to have pullbacks. You have to love the pullbacks too. I don't know how many people I saw today that were like, oh my gosh, blood in the streets. Oh, murder. Oh, my coins. I'm just like, everybody's been crying for a pullback. You got one. Stop your crying.
And it's like, you know, people freak out. They don't, not everybody even realize it's a liquidation cascade. And that's what causes these giant wicks. They just see number go down and freak out and start selling into that blood, which is just dumb, honestly.
I mean, this is pretty good for funding.
Like funding is being reset so that we can go up more. Like, this is good.
It's down 4% in the past 24 hours, which to me is good. So
yes, same.
I did see a really good meme that said, if you had bought $10,000 worth of Bitcoin 3 years ago, you would have $10,000 worth of Bitcoin, which is kind of funny when you think about it, you know?
I mean, it's kind of still better than if you had just held it as US, right?
Yeah, that's definitely right.
Always. I don't know. What did I tell? I told EJ in chat today because he asked me if he should buy some more Matic or sell some or whatever. And I said, I don't know, but like around a dollar-ish looks pretty good to buy. And it's still hovering around a dollar. Now, of course, it did wick. It wicked all the way down to like 92.85, like 93, but we're holding EMAs pretty well. So, I mean, I'd like to see us consolidate a bit on Matic specifically and then push up again. But that's just going to take some time. But yeah, looks nice. What about Bitcoin? Bitcoin looks nice too. I think we just have to wait for some more consolidation to see how price develops. I mean, if we break the wick at 59K, like, it's not good. We're probably going to go down to that 51.8 area.
I'd say it's a lot of open air below that.
Yeah. There's a lot of really nice consolidation just below, like, in that 52K area. There's a lot of nice consolidation there where we should hang out for a bit. But yeah, below that, there's a lot of open air. But it might be needed. We'll see what Bitcoin wants to do, right? It's easier to help people like give entries and ideas. It's a lot harder to say like when people should sell, right? Because that's completely up to everybody and what their risk tolerance is, right? Like, you know, you have others over here that has 40 different meme coins, and I'm like, I'm gonna consolidate my four into one because I just don't want to deal with it, right? But some people are happy with lots of risk. Some people want to take out loans and whatnot, and that's fine too. Not for me though. But
I mean, risk is a good thing, but risk allocation is super important. I mean, that people should have, you know, wallets specifically for your DCAing, and then a very small portion of your allocation. Maybe you want to play with, you know, I guess it depends on your total stack, but for me, 5%, I'll play with meme coins and higher risk. But guess what? I also make higher rewards, and I can 5x one of my wallets, you know, in a 24 to 48 hour period, put some back into my DCA, rinse and repeat. But it does take discipline for sure, and not everybody can do that.
Yeah, the hard part definitely comes when, you know, the whole market starts tanking. It's like, what do you do? Like, your fight or flight response, what is it to do, right? That's where a lot of people make mistakes, right? As they just start selling into it. And the whales just gobble it up. Like, they were waiting to pool all these little fish together just to eat them. So, yeah. But all is well. Unfortunately, Dimension has been a huge pain in my butt. I must say, I really thought it would do more than what it's doing. It's still holding, like, that 530 area. But I'm not happy with it. Such is life. Can't win them all.
I've got mine just staked, and I restaked just because, why not?
Yeah, I really expected it to do more. I mean, it still did, like, 100%. But, you know, I expected more. But unfortunately, with that one validator selling all the rewards and being allowed to sell the rewards, even though they were supposed to be, like, everything should be locked up, they made a mistake there. But, oh well, such is life.
I did see, I should have paid attention to what it was, but Dimension is getting an airdrop soon. Stake Dimension or something. I don't know what it was. I should pay more attention. But when you're
at work. Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember which one it was. It's not like super exciting. I have heard that we're not super excited for a Veil anymore, really. But I mean, I don't even think Dime Stakers are getting a Veil anymore. I haven't heard anything saying that we are. So just a rumor, I guess. Sad. What else we got going on here? Yeah, Pepe's still looking pretty good. The wick that we had was really quick. Like, I remember going to do something, coming back like maybe 10 minutes later, and I was like, oh, goodness. Like, Price had already basically been back, gone back to where it was before, but there was a huge wick in its place, and I was like, wow, all right. Quick little liquidation wick, super nice. Solana's been has held up really well, too. Solana's still doing nice.
Yeah,
Solana doing well.
Waiting for another entry, and I kind of just think it is what it is now.
I mean, you got it. I think you were saying you wanted around 100, and it hit $1 104.
Yeah, but I got in a little there. I was kind of hoping to. I can't really quick wick. I'm on my phone, you know, doing shit.
I know. I didn't have any stinky bits either. I had none this time, but. I've been kind of lazy.
Some, but they weren't that low. They were like around 115. I'm currently in a short, just trying to scout, but
yeah. Nice. I haven't been doing much for scalping lately. I've just been, like I said, it's mostly been like lazy spot trading, really. But it's not the bear market anymore, so I don't really have to lazy scalp or like, sorry, scalp unless I'm like super bored. Which I'm not usually, and
I love it. That's like the excitement my body needs, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, it's good. Like you can go to a casino, or you can just scalp on leverage. Really, I think scalping on leverage would be more fun. Is more fun actually. But I'm like Sanguini. I like to game sometimes too. So I'm like playing Pal World while I'm doing this with you guys. He was playing Pal World, but you switched. I hear.
Just got yelled at.
Yeah. Wow.
How about that? You know, the talking about the bull market and all that. How about the vibes with the crypto punk getting sold for 16 mil? Like that shouldn't happen yet, right? That should be.
Yeah. Well, remember we were looking. Was it Last Bare Bones or the one before? Because Mirror was on talking about. I can't remember what he brought up, but I was saying like that I think like CryptoPunks would be like, oh man, what was that whole conversation? I completely forget. But remember we were actually looking at CryptoPunks, and they have a lot more OTC sales than anything because they have a couple of OTC wallets that do it for them. So I wonder if that just, I don't know what that was, but I think they still have a lot of buys and sells. They're just not always shown on the open market.
You know? When you're doing $1 million sales, it really doesn't matter though, you know?
Yeah. It's probably done in the Discord OTC more than anything, but it still is really good that they had that sale. I just think it happens and it's not like as advertised before. Cause you know how, like when you're doing the markup portion, of like a coin or a stock or whatever, that's where you hear all the good news, right? Because you want to get people excited. So I feel like it's just a markup tactic, you know, to get people excited. Because NFTs, of course, they're going to have their rotation. I don't know when, though. I don't know. There used to be a good, like a rotation, but man, memes ran. Memes ran already. And that's different. So I don't know when NFTs are going or if they're going next or not, but it's coming for sure. Yeah,
it'll be interesting with, you know, the way that everything kind of ran, like it just got super exciting there for like a week and mm-hmm. everything just exploded. You know, you got a $16 million NFT sale and, you know, it's just, I don't think that's a rotation. That's just an explosion. So, yeah, I would definitely say that CryptoPunk doesn't go into, like, tracked as a sale because, well, this is 24 hours. But ETH and Bitcoin are still the hot obviously NFTs, they're still doing pretty good volume, $23 and $21 million today. So that's quite a bit of sales there. As compared to when we were looking at 10 and 11 mil as the top for the day. So maybe, you know, the big dogs are back. They're pushing.
In my opinion, meme coins and altcoins are still having a run. Once the run for meme coins and altcoins completely dies off is when NFT run starts. So when we're looking at it like that, we still have a, I wouldn't say a long ways to go, but with meme coins and altcoins still doing a pretty good run right now, NFTs will follow soon. Well, I can't really say soon after, but it will follow.
Yeah, let's hope so. I wonder if they'll get their own little explosive cycle here. If this kind of cools off a little bit and we start trading sideways a little bit instead of these huge gains.
Well, what we need to be looking for when it comes to NFTs is a huge NFT sell. That's literally the only, well, I would say pretty much one of the only ways that we'll have like a big NFT bull market, well, bull run, is when we have one of those huge NFT sells again. Once we can see that, it's like, well, that's like one on ETH. The last bull, we had at least three or four huge $1 million NFT sales.
Come on, Pudgies, do your things. Pump my little.
Well, there was that ice Pudgy, because there's only 22 ice skin Pudgies. One of them sold for 150 ETH recently. But that's not millions yet. So it's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But what I'm saying is how the last bull market for NFTs worked is we had at least three or four huge multi-million dollar sales. And then all NFTs just started running like crazy. Right now we have one $16 million sell.
That's true. Ooh, did you guys see, though, that the mutant apes are selling now for lower than their mint price?
Not quite yet.
Not quite? I saw that on Twitter. Somebody lied.
They're still at 3.4 ETH. Once they get to 3 ETH, it'll be a full cycle. Well, full circle back to mint price. They minted for 3 ETH.
I wonder, maybe it's dollar amount. Somebody took
a screenshot of 2.95. Not like just a little bit ago, but
it might have fell under mint price now because this screenshot happened a few hours ago, so it might be under now.
I wonder if it's one of those things where, like, because it was already so close to the mint price, people were just like getting worried and were just like, oh, what happens if it goes and I haven't sold? And so, like, everybody kind of starts panic selling. Not everybody, but some people start panic selling.
I like panic in the streets. Just everybody crazy.
I know you do.
Just losing their fucking minds.
Yep.
Well, anything that makes Yuga Labs go bye-bye is good enough for me.
Yeah, same.
So keep panic selling all you want to. Make it go all the way down to 0.000 however many O's before it hits one. Make it completely rug for all I care.
That would be crazy. That would be the news of the cycle.
I would probably take an entrance point at that level. I'm not going to lie. 0.0, however many.
Fuck, you probably one. Become a whale pretty easily.
I might have to try to show up Maki, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, but at that point, you'd probably have to pay, like, I don't know, a lot in gas fees, too. Probably cost you more in gas than it would for the NFT.
Goodness. Did y'all see how expensive gas was last night? That was crazy.
It's so gross.
Over 400 Gwei? No, like, way. Nah.
I wanted to buy Mog because I don't have an entry in Mog, and I see it was dipping, and I was like, oh, cool. And I looked at the gas, I was like, oh my god, no. No way.
Over freaking 400 Gwei was insane. Oh my God.
Fine, I'd rather be out than pay that much gas. Yeah, nope.
I can't remember if it was the mutant ape mint, or maybe it was the other deed mint, when that happened last cycle.
Other deed.
Well, I remember that. It was absolutely insane. Like, a transfer was hundreds and hundreds of dollars. When we were crypto mining ETH, like, you would basically have to set your gas level and you wouldn't get paid until it dipped down. I think we were waiting quite a long time just to try to get a payout, because you don't want your payouts getting eaten up. But we couldn't believe how high it went for that.
Well, and it was crazy too, because like, a lot of people were paying gas and then it was just get like, they weren't even going through. They're just getting screwed on those other deeds. It was crazy.
400 Gwei last cycle was like $200 for a free mint. I paid freaking $200 for a free mint. Like, oh no, I'm never going back to ETH.
I liked it in the bear market. Like, I remember buying some NFTs in the bear market, and I remember only paying like $15 in gas. And even then, sometimes I wait and be like, no, I'll just put low. It'll be fine. Because you could put low in the bear market. Nowadays, you probably can't put low, or you're just going to wait forever. But it was nice. It was nice. I don't think I would do that now.
Well, you can't put low. You can't put medium. You have to put, well, I don't think it's called medium, but you know, you can't put low. You can't put the normal. You have to put fast for it to even go through nowadays.
Oh my God. I was putting low, and I would like, and my order would go through in like a couple minutes. That's depressing now, especially since there's a couple NFT projects that I haven't even set permissions on to sell. So if I want to sell now, I would have to set my permissions and pay like $200 in fucking gas just for the opportunity to sell them. Gross. I made a mistake there, but oh well.
Smooth move.
Yeah. Did you? Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
I hold too hard. That's my problem.
I know. Hey, sometimes it works.
I don't know. Maybe mine were all bids. Does that help me?
Yeah, but like, for us to be able to sell them, then we have to like pay the gas just to be able to have the right to sell them, and then we have to list them, and then if somebody buys them, they pay the gas to buy it. Or if you want to weath it to somebody's bid, then you have to pay the gas. So
good times.
Honestly, I'm honestly thinking Sol's going to have the bigger run this cycle than any of the other major coins or major chains out there. I'm thinking Sol's going to actually take that place. Once we see like a few $1 million Sol sales for NFTs is when we'll probably see an NFT bull run.
I'm actually excited for Sol. Like, I think Sol is going to do at the token is going to do really well, or the coin, whatever we call it, is going to do really well because of that. So I'm playing Sol more than I am the Solana NFTs, but I never really got into Solana NFTs, and I feel like I'm already a little bit behind. So yeah.
That's where I cut my teeth. I was there from like the very beginning. Like, cool. Literally, I'm into DGen Apes, D Gods, Aurori, Famous Foxes, all of them. It was so awesome. I mean, you could just mint and just know you're going to get a 10x. It didn't matter what it was. Bold Badgers. I mean, if anybody's an OG from Seoul, they would remember Bold Badgers, like all kinds of. So I just checked one of my wallets just for fun, one of my ETH wallets. I've spent 20 grand in freaking gas fees on just that one wallet.
Oh my God, yeah. Ew.
Yep, 5.52 ETH. Whew. Yeah,
ew.
Screw that. I don't miss that, because that's where I started. NFTs was Ethereum, but then once I went to Solana, it was no looking back.
Nice. Yeah, I think
Sol
is
going to
do well.
Sol NFTs are crazy. And like I said, right now, I'm thinking Mad Lads. We might see at least $1 million sell from Mad Lads with the way they're moving right now. And like I said, once we can see a couple of $1 million sales from like freaking Soul NFTs, thinking that's when the bull's gonna start. NFT bull, I mean.
Yeah. When the whales have accumulated enough that they start showing their sales and pumping stuff up, away we roll. You just need enough time.
So speaking of Solana, right? They just started the Jupe staking. Have you looked into that at all, where you can stake it? And then right now you can just vote on like your favorite animal or something. But
it's just like a test run. But yeah, that's what it's going to be.
But it's a 30-day lockup, right?
Right. Yep.
I'm wondering if a ton of people are going to lock up their Jupe, and then we're going to see that pushed. I've kind of been holding.
I mean, it'll pump, but it's kind of like Dimension. After the first 21-day lockup period, it dumped because people unlocked and then dumped a bunch of tokens. So that's probably going to be the same. Like, you can just play that ARB, you know, before it unlocks and sell, you know.
Better put that shit.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the dump, for the Jupe dump, because once the dump happens, that's when it's going to probably take off.
But anyways, I have got to go. I appreciate y'all having me up here, and I will try to make some more of these spaces, and y'all have a good night.
Hey, thanks for coming by, Fig. Appreciate it. It's good talking with you.
Right. Y'all have a good one. Later.
We'll do.
Have a good night, man.
So, yeah, 30 days from now, I guess that's when I should sell my Jupe.
I'm going to pick it up then. When you sell your bags is when I'm buying.
Yeah, I jeeted it as soon as I got it from my airdrop. Cheated.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm horrible about selling stuff, I think. I gotta break the habit.
Well, I think after once the big dump happens, I'm thinking after that is when we might really see a run up, because everybody's waiting to buy in until it dumps, because it's just too high right now.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hoping with it locked up that it, you know, well, people can't sell.
Yeah, when it's locked up, people won't be able to sell. But as soon as it's done getting locked up, as soon as the 30 days is over with, we'll probably see a huge dump. And once that happens, that's when people are going to start buying. And I'm thinking once the buying starts, it's going to see a decent little run up.
Maybe I just keep holding. What the hell? So you talked to this, so you talk about like keeping track of the meme coins. I just keep them in my Phantom, and then I just open my Phantom wallet, and then I just look at like the top three, and I'm like, okay, there I am, because it puts them in order of how much they're worth. So it's easy to track all the ones that have gone to zero. The like moon bags, they all just filter to the bottom. You don't even know they're there.
Whoa. Well, I spent all of my win on a freaking rug, so, you know.
That's easy to do. That is very easy to do. I still have all my win.
Freaking win had a decent little run up, and I'm like, oh, God, I just spent it all on a rug.
Won't be the first time, won't be the last time.
Yeah, it was $140 freaking dollars on a rug. God dang.
Yeah, that does hurt. That does hurt. It's all right.
Hey, others, what's our updog doing? I haven't even looked.
I don't think I ended up getting in, but
loser.
I got the other one, the bear.
And I didn't get that one. I got the updog.
So I did take a look earlier. I think because I was looking for a buy-in last night. Updog ain't doing.
I'm pretty sure our updog isn't doing well.
It is
my updog.
It is doing well.
It's what. Is it
0.008? It's up 116% in 24 hours.
Remember, I think I bought it like 0.0045, and then we watched it like tank to like 0.0037. And I was like, well, whatever. Like after I bought it, and I was like, oh, well, I guess.
I wonder what was the
cool.
What was the other one that I got into?
Don't you have 40?
What's the bear thing?
That was the Zebu?
Yeah, Zebu. That's the one that probably tanked.
Zebu. I remember it because it sounds like zebra, but it's not zebra.
Oh, it's doing all right.
Are y'all, are any of y'all still holding y'all's whiff?
Oh, hell yeah.
I have a little.
I literally was selling it every 20 cents it went up. I sold little clips. I still have a bunch.
Man, that run up was insane.
Gorgeous. Just beautiful. I woke up every day and I was like, oh, I can just sell a little more. It's like passive income for an entire week. Wonderful.
I have to say, I didn't actually get any whiff at the time. I was like, oh, shoot. I screwed up. But when it comes to meme coins and altcoins and stuff like that, I tend to only hold in one category, like one coin. So if I have it in like multiple coins, I'm going to wait until it has like a little run up, and then I'm just going to automatically swap it over to the other, my main coin. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I get that. I mean, like I said, the last bare bones, I was saying how I consolidated because I had like Popcat and like Milano, and I was just like, oh, I can't follow all of them. I was like, Whiff is like my main kind of Solana play. I was like, I'll just consolidate in that. And then, because it's a dog with a hat, right? Like, how cute. So I just stuck with that one. And it worked out.
My main play right now is Bozo.
Bozo. Is that on Solana too? Yeah, it is. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Solana.
Cool.
Yep, that's my main play right now.
I just really like the cute meta, if I can. Cute is fun. Cute is more likely to get listed on exchanges as well. But, or like, you know, like Coinbase and stuff like that, I guess. But, so I like those ones.
What's crazy is Bozo was listed on its first two exchanges within a week.
Oh, nice. That's fast.
Yeah, it was insanely fast. And then exchanges started asking the Bozo team to be able to list them.
Oh, cool. So you got to get in early then?
Yeah, I was pre-sell.
Nice.
So Bozo is actually on like 7 exchanges already. And it released on January 9th. And it's already up to 7 exchanges.
Wow. Price Action is doing well too?
Oh, God.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, it's still 10x from its all-time low, so.
Ah, beauty.
Or somewhere around there. It's still basically 10x from its all-time low.
What more can you ask for? 10x is good. I like a 10x.
1000x.
It's still.
Others.
I think it still has a long way to run.
Oh, like, probably.
It's only at a 10 million MC, so, you know. Still got a long ways to run.
Oh yeah, that isn't bad at all.
Almost 2 million liquidity and only a 10 million market cap.
Nice. Oh, we're gonna have fun, people. There's gonna be shitty days like today, but we're primarily gonna have fun, I think.
Yeah, today wasn't really that shitty. It's not like we dropped a
shitty for most people
under 50 or something, you know. If you were buying the up, though.
I mean, like, even think about it. Like, last time we were on Bare Bones, what did we talk about? We're talking about Pepe, Doge, and we talked about Whiff.
You know who called it was Mayor. Yeah. He said that we would hit Bitcoin all-time high by the end of this month, and it's only the 5th.
You know how many people were calling for that?
Just Mayor.
No.
He did, actually. He said it very confidently. He did. Like, without any hesitation.
He was looking you in the eyes and didn't blink. That's what I saw.
We're like 3 months ahead of where we would normally be, basically, right now.
I mean, everybody's calling saying after the halving, it's going to drop back down to 40, and I just don't see it. I don't see how that's going to be. Unless it halves and everybody just wants to sell, then it might drop to 40, but I just don't see it.
I don't know. I just, like, play the levels. Like, just Bitcoin, like, pulling back from all-time high is, it sounds normal to me. Like, it's normal price action. Could it have, like, could it have taken a bunch of short liquidations and just like sent from there to like 70? It could have done that too, or sorry, 72. It could have done that too, but it didn't, right? It's like 50-50. You know, are you going to like break above and send it, or are you going to dump a little bit or like pull back?
Well, Bitcoin didn't even hit the all-time high yet.
Not technically, no.
It was close, very but close. It just didn't hit it.
Yep. What was it off was by, like, $200?
All right, so by DEXs, it was only off by $100.
Oh, okay.
And by, like, SEXs, it was off by, like, I think it was only, like, not even $50.
Wow. Yep. Will you be moving?
Crazy to think about that we're already here. We made it. We did it. We survived. Now,
it is.
Now we have to flourish, right? Is that that's the next step, correct?
That's what we're supposed to do. Yeah, we're supposed to keep our money. We're not supposed to lose it now.
Well, it's rug season.
It's what?
It's rug season.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's getting rugged?
I got a rug for $140. That's it's rug season.
Anytime you're dealing with meme coins, it's rug season, though.
No, I mean it's NFT rug season.
Oh, you got rugged on an NFT?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
By $140.
Damn. Which one?
Gnomes.
Huh. That sounds horrible.
It was a semi-hyped free mint that had one of those stupid freaking raffles.
Oh, right. But it was on ETH, right? So you paid $140 in gas?
No, it was on Solana.
Oh, like the last part of the mints, the raffles?
Yeah, the public part was raffles.
And you put $140 in the raffle?
Mm.
No, I bought on secondary.
Oh.
Oh, I see. Goddamn. Well, sorry to hear that. That's no good.
I only put like 0.1 into the raffles because the raffles was only like 0.01. So I put 0.1 into the raffles, and then I seen secondary like flying like super fast, right? And I was like, sure, why not? Let me go ahead and buy some, you know, because it was flying. It looked like it was going to just keep flying. And then all of a sudden, all buying just stops. I was like, oh, shoot, if it would have just went up just a little bit more, I would have made some money. But nope, it just stops and then just dies.
Jesus, that's crazy.
Others is like, why wasn't I in there? I wanted to feel something, too.
I wanted to watch.
I know.
Light that match. Let's watch this bitch burn.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken my lumps. You know, you live and learn. That's my problem with Sol NFTs. I can't get a read on them. I think maybe it's because there's so many of them that it's hard to like figure out which ones are going to kind of do well.
You want to know one that will probably do well?
I don't know. You just said you got rugged for $40, but yeah.
So right now, Little Potates, they're super crazy cheap. They had a run up to almost 3 Sol. They dropped down to like 0.3 last night. Somebody just swept over 100 of them, got them back up to like 0.5. And yeah, what they're building and how their Instagram is and everything. I'm pretty sure by the way it looks and everything, they should have a decent little run.
Is that your PFP as a little potato?
Yes, it is.
Is that supposed to be like a little potato? I can't actually see yours.
Yeah, it's kind of like a potato.
Kind of like a little potato.
There is a...
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Potatoes in real life are like the easiest 10x ever. So if these little potatoes rug, that's just...
you and the freaking potatoes.
Well, they aren't going to rug. They're a Web2 brand.
What?
Little Potatoes is a Web2 brand.
Oh, I thought you said they're 2 grand. I was going to be like, what?
Okay. No, they're a Web2 brand. Like,
okay,
that's their like market is Web2, and then they just after they grew their Instagram to over 300,000, that's when they dropped an NFT basically.
Right.
Oh, and cool. Then, okay. Now their Instagram's up to like 350,000 or something like that. So yeah, they're literally a Web2 brand. They made the Web2 brand before they even dropped an NFT.
Nice. Okay, cool. Why do they even have an NFT then? Like, what's their reason for that?
Just to do Web3 stuff.
Oh.
Do something similar to like Pudgy's.
Is your potato stuff, Saberstein, is that like Web1 or Web None?
I don't know. Well, what was that? It's not web anything. I'm digging in the dirt. I'm planting.
Do you
a
love
potato.
When you're harvesting your potatoes and it's just like they like won't stop? You know, you're just like, yes. Oh my god, there's potatoes everywhere down here.
Yeah, it's like when your NFT just like you're like watching like OpenSea and you're like, oh my god, it just keeps going up. Or like watching PayPay, it just keeps going up and up and up and up, and you're like, oh my god, is this real? That's what digging for potatoes is, and they just don't stop. Yeah.
Well, I got mine for free. Like, I literally minted mine for free. It ran up to like 3 SOL. I was like, oh my god, I gotta. No, they're building a freaking Web2 brand. Why would I sell something that I'm a part of the branding now?
You have two of them now, and 2 SOL.
Sure, I could, but you know.
Yeah, and yeah, I could have $160,000 worth of whiff, but I'm a dumbass.
Right? Others? Why wouldn't you sell your plushie then?
I don't know, because I didn't sign the thingamajigger. It's not one ETH yet. Yeah. That's our bottom.
That's true.
I mean, with Little Potatoes growing their Web2 brand as fast as they are, it's pretty much like, if I sold at 3 SOL, and then like, even if it did drop, it's almost like once people start catching on again and everything, it's just going to blow up. So that 3 SOL could easily be like up to 10 or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why sell?
Do they have like a bunch of partnerships and stuff already for their Web2 brand and whatnot?
They're working on multiple partnerships right now. They're going to be doing, if I'm not mistaken, with all the hints and stuff that they're doing, there's going to be like, probably going to be like toys. There's probably going to be like plushies, stuff like that. By the way it's looking, they're going the whole 9 yards.
Nice. That's cool. I'm interested to see like how that meta plays out, because like the Pudgies kind of, well, they didn't like start it, right? But they really, it really took off with the Pudgies, with the fact that they got their toys into not just Walmart. I say Walmart because I'm here. Toys R Us, and then I can't remember which one in the UK it was, but they definitely like set the bar. So it's really cool to see what other brands can do with what the Pudgies has kind of like opened the doors to.
Maybe Little Potato's CEO, well, we call him the Potato King. He said he's gonna pretty much, he knows for a fact the Pudgy Penguins roadmap works and everything, you know.
Yeah,
he said, and he's like, if there's something out there that works, why try to he said he's going to deviate from it a little bit and everything, you know, because it's Solana instead of ETH, stuff like that. But he said, if there's something out there that works, why not go with what you know works instead of something you don't really know for a fact is going to work?
Yeah, just embrace it, right?
Yeah, so it's not going to be like a complete copy or anything, but he said he's going to be pretty much trying to follow Pudgy's lead.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Me too.
That makes sense. Others, did you see the latest Plushies tweet where they showed a clip of their YouTube animation series they're starting?
I did, and you can kind of maybe get yours. Is it only for Inner Circle, or?
No, like, the Inner Circles just get, like, the first licensing rights. So any licensing stuff will be done with the Inner Circles first before it's opened up to any of the other ones.
Maybe they need a construction worker, because that's what I got.
You don't have an inner circle, though.
Well, no, but I just have a construction worker.
They're not yet for you.
How many inner circles do you have? Yeah.
How many do I have?
Yeah.
I have 6.
Son of a bitch. Jesus. What's the floor on those now? 1.5E?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere around there. I'm not paying too close, but.
No?
I think the plushies will go down as my greatest trade I will have ever made. That's my prediction. And I try not to get too attached to them, but they are too damn cute. And I know I have to sell one at some point to cover the cost of the others, but it's just really hard. Really hard to do any of it. So
how many do you have total?
12.
So 6 inner circles and 6 regulars?
Kind of 6 regulars. One of my regulars is a sidekick. So it's another, like, there's heroes, villains, and sidekicks, and there's only so many of them. Like, they're a rare set. One of mine is also a crown, and one of them has an egg pack. So I basically tried to get, like, a lot of the traits. I don't have a hero, and I don't have a villain. So I'm missing those, but there's no way I'm going to get them now. Not a chance. Not unless I want to pay a premium for them. But
and they're still sitting about half ETH.
Yeah, they haven't, like, plushies haven't released much lately. You do need a little bit of hype to keep that kind of stuff going. Sometimes, because during memes, like, you know, meme season was kind of, has been happening, right? So a lot of people, they get bored and they'll sell something so that they can go play in the next narrative, and then they'll come back maybe later. Such as. But I'm intrigued to see what happens around NFT NYC.
Yeah, I joked
if NFT
that I would sell a plushie at 0.5 and it ran up to 0.6, and I held.
The top was 0.7, actually.
Yeah, you got me convinced.
I
held the little pudgy to 2 teeth, too, so it's not like them.
Did you sell yours?
Nope, I still have it.
Yeah, it's a long-term game. Like, you have to, that's the hard part, right? It's like, you have to be able to, if you're really convicted in something, like, you have to be able, because it's not like, you know, buying coins and tokens, right? Like, you can't just sell partials of it. So if you only have one, or you only have, like, 2, but, like, you want to keep them, you have to be convicted enough to keep them.
You know, I figure that last cycle, if the mutant apes can run to 10 ETH, then there's no reason why these little pudgies can't hit 5.
Yeah, you just have to be able to hold through the ups and downs. Some people trade up and down, but I feel like that's kind of tough right now on ETH.
Yeah, I feel like I would end up with no little pudgy.
Like EJ almost did?
I think that's where he is right now.
Really?
Probably. You know how he is.
God. I do. Sometimes I feel like we're a little too mean to him with that, but
he can't not see it. Like, yeah, like the sappy situation. I'm like, what are you doing? It's like you too.
I ignore it now.
I don't. I have to ignore it now.
That's fine. You do it. I
will.
If
you want me to say something, just DM me and I'll rip it out.
Oh. No. You say something if you want to. I have to ignore it sometimes because, like, EJ.
Now you can't do those little swing trades because of the gas. You're kind of screwed.
Yeah. Well, I think he got a little bit screwed probably with buying his sappy, right?
Yeah.
He probably paid a decent amount of gas for that.
Well, and he sold the bottom, bought the top.
Yeah, he can sometimes be a top signal and a bottom signal. Sometimes.
Yep. Poor feller.
Yeah. Poor feller. I think it's just like, it must be hard to, like, own a business and, like, do that and then also have an NFT project and then also try to trade. Like, this is why I wonder, like, how he can do it. But I think sometimes he misses some things. And that's okay, too, right? It just makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah, that's why I kind of stay out of things. Like, I just kind of get in and I just wait for the right time because I'm busy during the day, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I got that job I gotta do, and then I got a business to run, and kids.
Yep.
Oh my god, keeping me busy. I got a 3-hour drive on Friday to go watch one of the kids.
Oh my god.
I know.
That's gonna be me soon.
Well, it's 2 hours from home, but I'm working 1 hour and 40 minutes the other way. So it turns it into a 3-hour and 10 drive. Yeah.
Right, because you're like the opposite direction.
Yep.
That's so brutal.
I know.
Fuck, that's so brutal.
But he did get third last time. So pretty all awesome for a sophomore to stand on the podium next to 2 state ranked seniors. So
how is his crypto trading going?
He's doing pretty good. I mean, he's pretty disappointed in picking Polygon, but you know, I tried to steer him towards Caspa, but that's, you know, it is what it is. I think it's a good long-term play.
Yeah, it's so a decent little stable coin, right?
You know, it with a 15-year-old in crypto, you know, like my big thing was, I'll give you like answer questions, but I want you to really like take the time to look and see like why, you know, what's out there and what you want to invest in. And I'll, you know, and he did. And he did pretty good, you know. I mean, Bitcoin, Solana, Injective, and Polygon. So he kind of has a nice little array of them.
Well, yeah, and like he didn't sell when we dropped down to, what was it? What did we drop down to, like 39?
Yeah, I think
something.
He was down like 8% at one point, and he's up like 15 now. So, I mean, that's pretty good for a small investment, you know. You got to teach him. I was kind of hoping it'd go down to like half. And then, so since I gave him the money, if he wanted to sell, I'd be like, all right, give me money, you know?
Oh, it's interesting. Like, you can see, like, how the psychology, like, plays out on him, too. Like, how he acts when he sees it up and down, all that stuff. That must be super interesting, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's it's one of those things that, like, you know, especially, like, for younger generations, like, I always say, you know, like teaching a kid to mow the lawn, it's like life skills, right? Like this is kind of a life skill, you know, not something you need to live, but something you will need in your life that you should know. And you're the first one of his friends exposed to it. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it is. It's important.
It is, you know, and he just got the bank account and all that stuff. So, you know, he's learning all the balance of checkbook and stuff. So.
Oh yeah, I think I learned that in school. I think part of like home ec or something like that.
I think I learned that when I just made my wife do it.
Oh man,
that's why she's mad at me every Monday.
What do you mean every Monday?
A payday. She does the checkbook.
Oh, I don't have a checkbook.
What?
Don't you just do like online banking and stuff?
I don't know. I'm not involved. I just deposit the checks. I don't even have direct deposit. Like my company's old school, hand signed checks in the mail. Oh yeah.
What did you in the mail?
Oh yeah. Unless I go pick it up, but it's a hand. Yeah. There's no direct deposit. This company's been around since 1888, and some of the stuff is still like it's 1888. Like I think the printer that prints out the checks, they have to crank it by hand. Like an old printing press.
Oh my god. When I worked at a law firm, they still did checks, but like they just like put it on your chair midway through the day or whatever. Like
yeah, but I don't have an office.
Mailed. Huh?
I don't have an office.
Yeah.
I'm 1 hour and 40 minutes away.
I guess so. Man.
They could hand deliver it to my house, that'd be cool.
You know that like I don't know what happens in the US or whatever, but like here you can take a picture of the front and back of your check and it like deposits it in your account. Like you don't have to go to the bank even with a check anymore.
Yes, we have that as well.
Oh,
but
you just like to go to the bank?
I am cash is king kind of guy. So and it's a dad thing. Like dad always has somebody's gotta have cash, right? Like
well, I'm a bartender, I always have cash.
Right. Well, I'm the cash guy.
Oh, you're the cash guy. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been saving up jars. I'm gonna like get some pennies and bury them in the backyard too. Like, go.
Yeah, you guys still have pennies. Ours were taken away from us.
Were those the loonies or the toonies?
No, the pennies.
Were they called pennies?
They were called pennies. Yeah, we have pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters.
What?
Loonies and toonies.
Oh my gosh. You should have had loonies, toonies, poonies, noonies. You should have oonied out all your money.
We don't all have autism, okay?
You should.
I know. Probably. Would probably get done here.
I went to Canada in like 1993, maybe. And went up into the Canadian Rockies. And it was really cool. And I had a loonie and a toonie just because I liked the names. I kept them as a souvenir probably for 2 weeks until I lost them. But and it was like my first time around French people, right? Like women with hairy legs and stuff. Like I'd never seen that before. Like I was amazed.
Just so you know, like we don't have French people everywhere. Like they're mostly over there on the east side.
This is the Rockies. This is the middle.
We mean like the middle. What province were you in?
Banff.
That's in Alberta. That's near me.
Yeah. The Canadian Rockies. That's where it was.
We really don't have many French. For a long time, actually, in Banff, you'd meet a lot of like Australians in New Zealand. What do you call New Zealand? Whatever Australia is. Anyways, because a lot of them came to Banff to work. Because it was like the beautiful, a lot of them wanted like skiing and snowboarding and stuff, and they could work there. Because I think I worked there for like 2 weeks. I was loaned out to another McDonald's for like 2 weeks because they had like a big important like convention. It was fun, but like almost everybody there had like an accent, like an Australian accent.
That's great. Maybe it's an Australian convention.
No.
Maybe Paul just, like, Hogan a lot was of in them... town.
Pardon?
Maybe Paul Hogan was in town.
No, it was like a McDonald's, big McDonald's convention. Because like every year they have owners conventions and management conventions. And it was an owners convention. So wherever it is, the McDonald's that's there like has to put out their best. So usually people from other stores will get loaned out to like the one store. So they have enough people working. And I got loaned out. And I was happy about it. It was fun.
The best McDonald's has to offer.
Yeah. The best. I was like a manager working like the front. It was like the easiest 2 weeks of my life. It was fun. Fun to do that again, you know? I always think like it'd be fun to like run for drive-thru again.
That sounds horrible. Like, you know, like, people are such dicks. Well, you're in Canada, though. Everybody's nice up there.
No, they're all dicks here, too. But like when you run for drive-thru, all you do is you take the order, like you take the food and you put it in the bag and you hand it to the drive-through window person, and they hand it out. You don't have to talk to people at all. It's the greatest part.
I like the talking to people. That's like my thing.
Yeah. I've been in like hospitality for a long time. I'm kind of over it now. I still have to, but like I end up in some awkward conversations.
See, I met my wife. We both worked in the same restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
With an Australian accent. It was the Outback Steakhouse. Crikey's, mate. Too right.
Oh, really? Well, what did you do there then?
I was a cook, and she was the waitress. Oh. I was the dirty cook, and she was like the college girl. And she, like, don't mess with that dude. And then I was like, swept her off her feet or got her drunk or something. I can't remember.
That's such a cute. Aw, that's really cute, actually. I never would have expected that would be like your story of how you guys met.
Yeah. At an Outback Steakhouse. And actually, we dated other people before and we're kind of friends. And, she was like, I could never see myself dating this guy. And then both of us broke up with our other people. And like 4 months later, she just couldn't get enough of the old O-Dog.
Aww. You've been together ever since.
Since 2002. How about that?
Wow. Oh, I don't even want to count how many years that is.
It's 22.
You should know offhand, by the way.
I did. It's been 22 years in January. Nice. I'm the one that knows. Is that weird?
No. I have to count sometimes. Like, I should know maybe exactly offhand because I'm the girl, but I still have to count sometimes. Like, okay, wait, it's... Because I also get confused sometimes about, like, how long ago things were, right? Because like I look at it, I'm like, oh, it's 2024, but like for some reason it feels like it's 2014, like when I'm trying to count stuff. I'm like, no, there's no way. Yeah. But like then I saw a statistic, a thing that said like the music from the 2000s is as far away from like where we are as when we were in the 2000s, and the 80s music was like as far away, if that makes sense.
It does. It makes too much sense.
Oh my God. I'm just like, no. Just, wow. We're way off the topic of crypto. Yeah. Sorry for everybody who's actually listening here anymore, but
hey, if they haven't left.
Too bad. Well, I think Sanguini's just doing it to be nice now. He's just playing.
It's because I gave him shit about going to the Polygon Hangout instead of coming to Bare Bones that one week.
Oh, does he go to Polygon Hangouts? Does he hang out? Oh, right, because he hangs out with the cool kids.
Well, he's got a dot.
Yeah.
Oh, this just shifted back at this hour into a roast of Sanguini. Once again, others.
Now's when we would rug.
So Sanguini hangs out with all the cool kids now, doesn't he? Or he always did, didn't he? You just decide to make fun of him now for it.
No. I would never make fun of him for that. I made fun of him because he was not at Bare Bones. And then the next morning, he was at the Polygon Hangout. So I took a screenshot and I had to give him shit, as is my right as a grown-ass man to be petty.
You were spiteful.
It was spicy, like the hot sauce, you know. Mr. Hot Sauce Man, but you know, what can I say? I would fall asleep during those ones if it wasn't required that I was at work.
You don't like the circle jerk that much?
I mean, I guess there's a time and a place for everything, you know?
True. Some people need their morning motivation, right? Some people wake up, they need to do their affirmations and journal and whatever the heck else. Some people like it.
Man, I have to try to stay awake while I'm driving through the country. That's my morning. Don't die today.
That's my husband, too.
Oh, that's so bad.
Basically, driving to work. Just don't die today. Although we have really, really, like, crappy roads in the winter. Because of how cold and, like, icy and snowy it gets. So, there's that, too.
Yeah, once that plow hits those things, man, it's over.
Yeah, we still have really shitty roads. Just does not matter. The wind, and like because we're in the prairies, it's like fairly open. So especially like the open areas when you have like gusts of wind that are like pushing the snow across the road. Ugh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
I had the craziest drive to work about probably 2 months ago now. It was like 34 degrees out, right? You wouldn't think, you know, it hadn't rained or nothing. And I had about an hour and 20-minute drive to work. And luckily, I had a truck delivering me material that morning because he sends me a message and he says, hey, just so you know, the overpasses are slick. I'm like, oh, you know, seems weird. It's foggy out. And so I got to my first overpass and I slowed from 70 miles an hour or whatever down about 10, 15 miles, you know, below. So like in the 50s. And I hit that overpass and my truck about spun in a circle. And the fog was freezing to the road, even though it wasn't even a freezing temperature. And the 20 overpasses that I drove over that morning, there was an accident and ambulances at every single one.
Oh, that's sad.
It was insane. I've never seen nothing like this. I've never seen a car just driving and then just spin out like that. And the thing is, it's pitch black out. You know, it was, you know, a few months ago when it was winter and the days were long and you could not even see when the overpasses were coming.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying, I would say.
Oh, I used to drive a lot more. Now I don't. And now, like, yeah, that freaks me out.
I like to drive people crazy.
I know you do. I think Sanguini knows it, too. I think we all know it.
Good.
Yeah, don't worry. We all know it.
Wait, we all know what?
We all know that others likes to drive people crazy.
I believe
that. I think we've
all... You can never drive... I respect the craft, you know. I'm aiming for that level of trolling that he's good at, but I'm impervious to it. I think he knows at this point.
Yeah, same. He's not gonna get me. Not anymore. Need new victims. I guess that works because you like to talk to people. Oh, I don't think he likes being talked about.
Sorry, there was a Bitcoin mint today from BTC Machines, and I'm trying to see if I'm wealthy or I just need to store these things. And so far, I can't really tell.
That's another thing I can't keep up with is Bitcoin. Also because I forgot the password to my X-verse wallet or whatever it's called, so yeah. I can't even access it. I haven't even tried so anymore. So one day maybe I'll get into it. Maybe I'll just wake up to wealth and it'll be great.
There you go. Maybe you'll remember. So they
I don't know. I
actually did something cool here. It's called a computation mint. It's it's just like looks like a UPC or a QR code. And if you get so many, like there's common ones, there's ones that like you collect them. So you're buying and selling these things. And they're supposed to give away a bunch of prizes. So I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah. I had one. I minted 5 because I didn't feel like transferring Bitcoin over. And I could have minted 10, but I minted 5 during the pre-sale. And then when it got to the like the actual mint today, I just sold one. Made a little money and then bought another one, hoping to get, you know, one of the rare ones. And I did not.
Oh, damn.
It's a thought that counts, though, right?
It's a thought that counts. You tried. That's all you can do is try. Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Play the game. Yeah. Literally. Repeatedly. Literally.
But they are up. They are like $38 or so dollars above mint. So I got 5 of them. Oh. It's a nice little... I was kind of hoping they are giving away some type of Bitcoin mushroom and the floor is 5 Bitcoin. So that's what I was looking for.
But like, is it even worth it? Like how much does it even cost in gas on Bitcoin now to like mint and sell things?
It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad.
Cheaper than ETH, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just takes a lot longer. And that
one, yeah, did you ever?
That one I sold. I listed it. It wasn't too expensive. I sold. I put it on the market. It sold rather fast. I mean, I had my Bitcoin within a few minutes. I was surprised.
Okay, that's not bad. Did you ever get into Dogenals?
No, I think I looked at them and I didn't end up pulling the trigger.
Yeah. Anybody else get into Dogenals?
I did not because it's run by some people I don't like.
All the Dogenals?
No, the main Dogenal collection is run by some people I don't like.
Oh, which one's that one?
The dogs.
The dogs?
Dogenal dogs, I'm assuming.
Oh, okay. No, I have some Francs. I think they're called. Yeah, Francs. That's it. I wanted to go buy some Doge when it was like $254. But then when I was loading my wallet, my NFTs were showing up, but it showed I had like 0 Doge. And I kept like signing out, signing back in, blah, blah, blah. And it kept saying 0. And I was like, that makes no sense. Like, I know I have Doge in there. Checked a few days later after Doge ran up and Doge went up like 100%. And all of a sudden, I have Doge. I was like, well, damn, I hate you. Useless technology, but that's all I did. I just like how cheap it is, like how the gas is super, super cheap. I don't know. It's hard for me to like spend Bitcoin on stuff.
Yeah, I did spend some Bitcoin, and I bought the little Pudgy and the plushies with it. And I figured that those had a better chance of running than what Bitcoin was at that point, which would have been like 50 something K. So, hey, I had a play work out.
That's true. That is fair.
And I bought some plushies, so I figured then Saberstein wouldn't be able to bother me and tell me that I'm always fading her.
Yay! I had to bully people into buying them. That's sad.
It's, you know, it's good though, because it's not like it's something that's going to just probably explode someday and people will be like late, you know, because it's not like the hype thing, you know. I kind of feel like the seeding stuff is like that as well, that it's just not super hype, but by the time people catch on, it'll be too late and they'll be buying our bags.
I think so.
Like I haven't sold a beaver. I bought three of them.
Oh, you bought three? I only got the one.
Yeah, I did. Well, it was kind of supposed to be like, we're going to buy some with EJ, and then he did good, though. I did okay.
That's true, I think. You did okay? Yeah, we didn't have super... Wait, you got a wood and
I
one?
I got two woods. What? Two woods and a beef.
Two woods.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, one of them's pretty good rank for a wood beaver. It's like 500 out of 10K, so...
Right. I did see that. I did see that you got that. Plus, now you can say that you have some clean beavers.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you like being able to say that? Some
wood beavers.
Yeah.
I do. I do like that.
I know. You probably do.
I really do. Like, I'm pretty jazzed now that you say it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I told the wife that night, I was like, do you want to see my beaver? And she was like, are you a dyke or something? And I was like, well, kind of, but.
You're like, no, honey, it's just the memes. This is crypto. It's all about however you can spin anything into like whatever weird ass meme. I swear to God, I could never show any of my girlfriends any of this stuff. I was hanging out with some of them December. We were having kind of like an old school like drinking party. And I can't remember. Oh, one of them actually, like over COVID, was kind of doing some like stock trading with me a little bit because she was staying at home and she had extra time. So she was kind of interested. So she was asking me about it. So she brought it up. And our other friend that was there was like asking me, like, she's like, well, so like, what do you do with crypto? And I'm just like, she's like, well, how do you do it? I was like, because I don't even know where to start these days. I don't even know where to start with how to explain like what it is. So I did like a little explanation and you could just see her eyes like glaze right over, like she's already gone.
Yeah. Once you get into the whole wallets and stuff, like people are like, what is going on?
Well, I don't even know how to explain like NFTs, like, you know, and then to try to even like explain like that I have some nice clean beavers. She like might think I'm just literally retarded. I don't know.
I hope so. I really do.
I just don't even, and I don't even have any normie friends that, you know, some people are like, oh, my normie friends are texting me. They want to know what to buy. I'm like, I literally have not one normie friend who will ever and has ever messaged me or like asked me about crypto. I don't have any top signals. I got nothing. That's it.
You need a new group of friends. Yeah.
No, not necessarily. They're right. I have this. There was actually this one guy that worked at the bar in the kitchen that I talk like stocks and crypto about with sometimes, but he quit. So,
yeah, I had some guys at work and they bought and then it went down. So they sold and they just lost money because I was like, well, why didn't you wait? And they're like, I wasn't waiting any longer. I'm like, it's a couple $100. Yeah. Like,
but for some people, that's a lot. Like, I remember when I first started, and that was a decent amount that I was like, oh, no, thank you. But then you have to learn. You have to pay your tuition. You don't get off just, like, free. You don't get to just go in and make money and, like, leave with it for free.
Lessons need to be learned.
Yeah. The hard way, usually. So, yeah. But anywho, we've been going on for like an hour and a half. Does anybody have anything, I guess, interesting to speak about?
Oh, shit. Yeah, right now.
Nope. We covered all the bases.
I think so.
We went from...
Like, bull markets are really kind of boring.
It's a good thing, though.
It is. It is a good thing. Oh, Dimension is up. What the flying F? I'm pleased. Even Whiff is up. Hey. I want to sell most between two and above $2, basically. I missed the first $2 hit. I mean, didn't quite hit $2, but damn.
Yeah, I'm still holding on to that 300 freaking whiff.
I don't know how many I have left. Like I said, basically from 46 cents when I first started selling, I've just been selling every 20 cents, basically. Because I am not being left with a bag. No effing way. No. Not of this. Oh no way. God. There's some stuff I really haven't sold much of, like, or any of. But that stuff is like beam, you know? It's not like a meme coin like whiff. I only have 210 whiff left. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping that when and what they kind of all kind of flow together, because they're all kind of, well, when and what are based off kind of the same meow meme, but.
Right.
They're doing good though.
Yeah, Updog is actually doing good. I'm up almost 100% on it, like nearly almost. Not. It's so cute. Like Updog, what's Updog? That's cute.
Yeah, I do like that, but it kept going up, and then I went to bed, and then it went down. And when I woke up, it was back
right
up, as is life.
See, that's why I told you, I like don't care. I'm just going to market buy it because I'm not going to be able to time it. You know?
Mistakes were made.
I've learned. I've learned with this crap. You just can't time it. Oh, I've got to get out of that account. What else
is up? Yeah, talking about Updog on Soul or something.
Yeah.
So, what's crazy about Updog, right, is there was an NFT collection last year that got me back into Soul, and it was called Updog.
Oh.
So the founders actually couldn't work on it anymore because the funds just stopped. Like, there was nothing they could do. It was a free mint and everything, and, like, NFTs was just completely dead at that time. So they just couldn't do anything. Well, the founders gave it off to somebody, and that person was going to create a meme coin called Updog.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so anyway, they changed the name a couple of times, and then they stuck on it being called Updog. And everybody that held one of those rug, well, it wasn't even a rug, it's just a dead NFT, would get the meme coin. And I was just like, you know what, this is a dead NFT and all this other mess. So I burned all four of mine.
Okay.
Before I could even get any of the coin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was just taking too long. I was just nope. It was just.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say it was just taking up space in my wallet and I just didn't want it anymore.
Yeah, there is a case to be made for stuff that you just like are like, F it, I'm just going to get rid of it. I don't even want to look at it anymore. Taking up space in my brain. It really is. What else looks good is RST, like Rainy Studios token, actually doesn't look bad. It broke above its like previous all-time high that was set in December of last year. And it's kind of just hanging out above it.
Yeah, I think I'm up like five times on it from like 2 weeks ago or something.
You bought some?
I did. Not much. I was trying to just check out the bridge action they had. And I just bought like $5 worth, $3. And it's like $15, $20, however much. So,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It just goes in the bag. Save it for rainy day.
I knew about it at 3 cents. I knew about it at 3 cents and didn't buy any of it. I'm mad, but oh well. Such is life. We're going to be getting an airdrop of it, though, for our beavers and our mint passes.
I'll take it.
So, woo-woo! Yeehaw! Have you played the game yet, Rainy, Lords of
Light? I played the tutorial a little bit. It's not really up my alley.
Well, because now you don't even have to hold the NFTs to get RST from playing. I think it's like the top 1,000 players. You just have to make sure you connect your wallet on their website so they know where to drop it.
Yeah, I didn't even make it through the tutorial. Oh. I got bored.
Oh. I'm really not into turn-based strategy, but I played a game just like and lost just the other day, like the first day that their new season 3 tournament started, just to get my name up there. But I haven't even looked into their NFTs yet. I do know that they're on OpenSea on ETH, but somebody in the Discord said they're also in a couple other places, so I have to look. But
wait, there's another new turn-based strategy.
What is it?
No, I'm asking. I kind of spaced out.
That's okay. No, it's by Rainy Studios. It's called Lords of Light. Rainy Studios is the gaming company that the Kanpai Pandas and Seiden bought together.
So I've heard about that studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Web2 studio for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, like their games on the Epic Games Store.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I heard about them.
Yeah. Yeah, they were purchased not too long ago by Kanpai Pandas and Seiden Network. So that's pretty cool.
Have y'all played Fableborn yet?
I have not. I'm guessing Sanguini would be the one to ask.
What was it? Fableborn?
Yeah, Fableborn.
Nope. I don't even think I know what that is.
You know the really expensive NFT on Matic at the moment?
A specific expensive?
It's called Fableborn.
Oh, nope. Maybe I'm just blanking completely right now. I am a little bit in the clouds, if you know what I mean, but that doesn't ring any bells right now.
They're like little dragons.
Did you say little dragons? I love losing money on dragons.
Well, they're like worth 1,000 Matic at the moment.
Aw. Dragons are always expensive. Why does everybody make their dragons expensive?
No, I mean like they were super cheap and then they just run up to 1,000 Matic. They released like a year or two ago.
Oh. Others, why have we not heard of this?
I don't know. Because I don't like losing money on dragons.
No, I'm saying because it's like Polygon.
Oh, it's gaming, so it's probably why. It does well.
Yes.
We're gaming, aren't we?
Not like that.
We don't know.
Yeah, so they only minted for like 20 Matic, and now they're worth 1,000 Matic.
Oh my god, it's even worse. I love dragons.
They look pretty cool. I was going to buy one when they were like 100 Matic, and then I just kind of just faded them.
Oh, I'm sad.
And now they're worth 1,000.
I love expensive dragons. Man.
But yeah, it's called Fableborn. They have a whole game and everything. And it's based on Matic. Like if you check Magic Eden, they're usually in the top ranks.
Oh, and it's cute too. Oh, I think it's
They could have went down by now, but yeah.
Just looking at their trailer. I have okay, looking at their emblem, I've seen this and I don't know where. But I have seen that emblem before. I don't know.
I mean, their game's so popular, YouTubers were even shilling it. So
I wonder if, yeah, I've probably seen it like on Twitter from some crypto gaming streamer, I bet. Okay, I see how it's played. Okay. But show me the dragons. Oh. Okay, now we have to go to OpenSea.
I wouldn't use OpenSea. I hate that. I hate OpenSea. I always use Magic Eden for everything.
I actually had a YouTuber/Twitch person who's got like 500,000 Twitch followers and like a million YouTube followers contact me about making a branded hot sauce for them.
Yeah. Really? Cool. We'll see.
It'll probably fall through, but it's nice to be thought of.
That is nice. Who was it?
Give me a minute. I'll say.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm looking at these dragons. They don't... Okay, they're not my kind of dragons. But they're kind of cute.
They look awesome, though. They're dragons.
Well, are they dragons? They don't look like dragons, man. They look like lizards.
They are dragons, though.
Vine sauce? Have you ever heard of vine sauce?
No. Me neither. But that's still cool. I mean, the name makes me think, yeah, hot sauce. Like, let's look at the button nose and, like, the smile. And the ears look like, they look like kind of like a fairy and a dragon mix. Or like a fairy and a lizard mix.
They're like a miniature dragon.
What kind of dragons are you thinking of? Dragons have like snouts.
You know, the miniature, like those miniature dragons, you know, and there's certain folklore with the miniature dragons, and that's what they look like.
Oh man, I've never seen these. Like little miniature dragons that have like deer noses. Type thing.
Well, they're, I would say they're more similar to like a lizard that can fly, but yeah, it's okay. A miniature dragon.
Interesting. I mean, they are cute. Like, I'm thinking of like Spyro.
I mean,
as like a dragon.
Yeah, that is a miniature dragon, but that's a different folklore.
Yeah, he's like a snout. But these ones are cute.
Are they, you guys freaking arguing over dragon noses?
Yeah.
Well, there's different folklore for different types of dragons. Like, yeah. If you look at, like, Chinese folklore for dragons, they have huge freaking snouts. Then if you look at, like, Japanese folklore for dragons, they have, like, shorter snouts. Each folklore, each different type of folklore has different types of noses and snouts for dragons.
Man, they are kind of cute. I like how they have some cute different traits. And the horns are different. That's kind of nice.
The backgrounds are awesome.
Those are kind of cool. Oh, wait, I'm looking at Fableborn Primordials. Is that what they are?
Yes, that's the NFT collection.
Okay, good, good.
That the like, game that there's a game for. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I was in the right spot. Da, da, da. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Those are the ones. The floor is 705 Matic now.
Yeah, it did run up to like 1,000 not too long ago.
Well, sometimes that happens too, like right when Matic goes up. People take a little bit of profit so they can go back into Matic and or just sell because Matic is up. Neat. Okay. I do like the art too on it. Like it's like a cartoony, like not cartoony really, but like fantasy type. It's cute. It's cute, cute meta for sure. Nice. Okay, I would totally miss that. But
I would definitely call it cartoony. It looks like something you would see in a cartoon. It definitely looks like cartoon art, but it's for a game.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, I definitely, like I said, I definitely did not get any of those, but they are cute little dragons. Fun. Okay, but I am going to go now. It's been like 1:45. We haven't gone on this long in a while, actually. It's been fun.
It has been. It's a good time to call it. You guys have mostly kept good conversation going, kept me entertained. You already know what kind of input I have with is price going to go up, go down on most of this stuff. That's why I just stack my bags and then listen to what you tell us to do, Saber, of course.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I haven't really been giving too much lately. I feel like I do better TA in the bear market when there's just like more strategic TA to be done. You know, at this point, it's kind of like, okay, we just broke all-time high. Like, what more can we ask for? You know, like, I don't know. I feel like after we broke 30K and I was like, we broke 30K, like, we're good to go. It's kind of like, I don't know, like, buy dips, look for, like, decent charts. Like, if you look at, just quickly, I guess, before we go, like, I was looking, because I was looking at Metaverse as a narrative, because if you look at, like, the mana and sand charts, like, they are just bottomed. Like, my God. They haven't even tried to run up. They haven't even tried yet. So, I'm intrigued. I mean, sand looks better than mana, for sure. Sand has been trying, but, like, I feel like it's going to have a rotation at some point. Metaverse should have a rotation, so we'll see. We'll see. Just something to, like, keep in mind, right?
I stepped away, and I'm back. See the snout chop.
We're calling it
the
others.
Snout talk finally is over. What are you calling?
The show.
It's the end of the road.
I'm tired.
You and me both. Welp, thanks everybody for coming by. Saberstein, that was your outro, whether you like it or not. Sanguini, are you too big to talk? You're just going to mumble?
He's got to save his voice for his morning shows, right?
Matt King, you got anything?
Not really.
That's the story of my life, Dad's Cosmos Basis NFT Routes. Thanks for stopping by. Sorry, the ramblings of old people with their kids to bed. Beautiful thing. So, as always, Bare Bones of Web3, brought to you by Grayson's Craft Hot Sauce, the official hot sauce of Web3. We will see you guys next week. You think if I was going to, I would be ready to, like, shut it down, but I'm not.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Really? Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features. More critical thinking, huh? Less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better just like move on.
Terra Spaces.